This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's airwaves are changing and you're invited for the ride. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
We have a very special guest on the phone. His first time to the Joy airwaves.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of charity work lately. He's been speaking out. He's been very philanthropic and quite an activist lately.
Sorry, what was that word?
Philanthropic.
I applaud you because only you and Andy Kay are probably the two people around here that can say it.
Well, you know, he came out recently on YouTube to 30,000 hits on the first day. He was on the Daily Edition yesterday talking about bullying and how he wants to stand up against it. Now he's doing his third charity deed for in a row, talking to you and I on Joy 94.9. Good morning, Mr. Harry Cook.
Hi, thanks for having me. Thank you.
It's not very act-like to be up at this hour, is it?
Actors are used to... I literally was making a coffee and like on hold. I was like, oh my God.
Now, Harry, I've got to say, you've been causing quite a stir in the gay press over the past 2 weeks. Congratulations, I've got to say, and as Shaka Khan would say, welcome. You're one of the children now.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Yeah, no, it's been great. I've been incredibly happy. It's been awesome.
Tell us what's going on for you. Coming up in a couple of weeks' time, the No Hate campaign is coming to Sydney, and you're the ambassador for it. How cool is that?
I know. I'm pretty excited. I'd been in touch with them a while ago about doing one when I moved to LA, and then they said, oh, no, actually, we're coming to Sydney. So it kind of worked out pretty well.
It's kind of handy. You don't have to go that far then.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, I'm so excited. It'll be good.
And given that you've come out on YouTube, what made you actually do it on YouTube? It seems to be the new way of holding a press conference.
Yeah, it's just so much easier to call everybody. No, I actually thought about doing it for months and months and months, and then Tom Daley came out, and I was like, well, I think the more people do it, the more acceptable it becomes, and the more people who speak up and say it, because there is a lot of gay actors out there who just haven't said it. So I think it's important for everybody to kind of stand up and be who they are. And I thought, yeah, who cares? Let's just do it.
That's fantastic. And, you know, kudos to you for doing it as well. And we've been chatting for the past week on Twitter as well. And you said something really cool the other day when we were talking. You were saying that you want to become the first out and proud actor to accept an Oscar.
Yes, I'm going to make it happen. I have to make it happen. I can't believe I was talking to somebody the other day, and there hasn't been one in the however many years of the Academy Awards, there hasn't been one openly gay actor or actress who's won. And I just think that's ridiculous.
Not even Rupert Everett?
No.
Really?
Not even Rupert Everett. Not even Ian McKellen. They've been nominated, but they haven't actually won.
Oh, Harry, you better sort that out.
I have to. It's going to happen.
And, you know, if you need a dashing, I don't know, radio presenter as a date, you know, I love carpets that are red, so, you know, keep me in mind there. Now, you're actually moving over to LA straight after the No Hate campaign. You've got a movie going on, I hear.
Yeah, well, I got Drowned we shot last year, and that's coming out, I think, the end of the year. And, yeah, I'm moving literally, I think it's like 2 days after we do the No Hate campaign in Sydney. So I'm pretty much crazy busy right up until I leave, but it'll be good.
You are aligning yourself lately, Harry, with some good causes. You are standing up against bullying. You're standing up for No Hate campaign. You're posing for marriage equality. Is this something you've always wanted to do, and has it kind of fell in line with coming out?
Yeah, definitely. And I think as well, especially Australia at the moment, I think a country that has such a history of discrimination, it seems like we haven't actually learned from past mistakes. We've just moved on to a different group. So I think it's about time everybody kind of did something about it. I mean, marriage equality, it's a progressive thing. Everybody around the world sort of, you know, everybody's jumping on the bandwagon, and Australia seems to be kind of digging its heels pretty deep in the ground. So I think it's really important at the moment.
So. Now, I've got to ask you, Harry, what's it been like since you've been coming out? You've obviously had a raving reception from adoring men, and you've broken a few girls' hearts too.
It's been actually amazing. I actually had no clue whatsoever that everybody would be so sweet. I expected maybe like a couple hundred hits, not really like 30K in the first day. It was amazing, and it's just perfect because it made me realize that what I'd done was the right thing to do, and yeah, it just made it all 10 times better. So it's been great. And thank you, everybody.
And a fellow actors and people in the industry actually congratulated you and kind of gone like, I knew, Harry.
Yeah, I'm aware. it's been really, everybody's been nothing but great. And actually, it's kind of benefited me. Everybody's sort of been more open to sort of being honest and being myself than having to hide it. So, it's sensational.
Well, Harry, look, you know, we do need role models like you to put your foot forward. And, you know, you're an amazing guy doing amazing things. And we wish you the best of luck for when you head over to LA. And, you know, we hope,
hope that
you can do yourself and Australia and, you know, the GLBTIQ community proud.
Yeah.
Now, before you go, two questions. Firstly, what is your pet peeve? What is your social etiquette pet peeve?
Like having your phone out at dinner.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah, like if you're out at a restaurant and everybody's on their phone, I'm like, are you kidding? Are you texting? So yeah, that probably is my biggest pet peeve.
Do you pull out the bitch, I'm fabulous, put your phone away?
No, but now I will. Now, I'd never heard that, so thank you. I've got that. I'm going to log that one.
How about we send you a T-shirt with it on so we can save you the
money? That would be brilliant.
And secondly, we ask every guest to do this who comes on our show, give us your best Indian or Sri Lankan accent.
Would you like to? Is that Indian? That's Indian, isn't it?
I think that was slightly Scottish, Harry. Let's just say, if you go to Hollywood, please don't try out for a Bollywood movie.
Well, that's fine. I could do Scottish movies though.
We need Braveheart again.
Yes, Brave Harry.
Look, so Ginny, when is No Hate coming to Sydney?
No Hate's coming to Sydney on Sunday, February 9th, at Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Fair Day. So it's like,
are you guys going
to
be there?
I'm going to be there, absolutely. Awesome.
Is that the day of Mardi Gras?
That's where Mardi Gras kicks off.
Oh, I'll be there.
You'll be there?
I will be there, surprisingly.
Will you?
I just realised what date it was.
There you go. And the week after, we have Saturday, February 15th in Melbourne, right here at Newport. We go west. It's so exciting. Thank you so much, Harry Cook, for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Thank you. It's been great.
Melbourne's Rising Up with Ginny and Adam. Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.